Chapter 4. Interruptions. A cucumber and an artichoke speak on the phone. Hi, Artie. See you at the bar tonight?
Maybe. It depends a bit on...
Depends on what?
Wait a minute. I just got an email.
We can go there another day.
Today's a great day to go to the bar, provided that...
What?
Got my copy?
What copy?
Sorry, cucumber. I was talking to a guy here in the office. You asked me something?
Nah, I just wondered what's the weather like over there. I'll call again tomorrow.
Okay, always nice to talk to you.
Keeping on course. Email and phone are easy. You can turn them off. You have now learned that you should neither switch activities nor stop an activity in the middle of a Pomodoro. What about interruptions outside of your control? You get a phone call, you remember some urgent activity you need to do, or you desperately need to visit the restroom. The Pomodoro technique can't protect us from all kinds of interruptions, but in this chapter, you'll learn how you can handle them in a rational and effective way. Attention deficit trait. American research has shown that office employees are interrupted approximately every third minute, and that people who work in front of a computer screen have an average of 8 windows open simultaneously. Psychiatrist Edward Hallowell coined the term attention deficit trait, ADT, to describe this severe way of modern life. The brain is inundated with a torrent of information that never runs dry. Imagine you're starting your day sorting new emails when the IT department calls and urges you to fill in some form at once. Then a colleague steps into your room and asks a work-related question, and at the same time, someone calls you and needs information on the spot to prepare for a meeting. New findings in psychology and brain research point to the same bottleneck for both simultaneous capacity and handling distractions, the limitation of the working memory. Every distraction makes us lose the original information that we had on our brain workbench, and when attention is lost, it's expensive to find it again. Avoid LIFO and BPUF. Interruptions are constant. New requests come up all the time. If you always try to meet the last known need, all your long-term activities end up taking a back seat. You will never finish anything, since the last thing that came in will be the first to come out. Last in, first out. LIFO. Add to this the inability to complete activities, since you have to put so much energy into the process of constantly receiving and evaluating new information. This will lead you to a state of chronic mental overstimulation. It will increase your stress level and affect your results. One alternative to LIFO is to make a big plan up front, BPUF. You sit down on New Year's Eve with a pen and a piece of paper. First, you write down what to do January 1. Then you go ahead and plan January 2, 3, 4, and so on until December 31. After that, you buy loads and loads of tinned food, lock yourself in the basement, and start to work for 1 year. Is this denial of the change around you the way to go? Of course it's not. There's a third option out there. It embraces change. It gives you time to focus on your commitments, and it's iterative. And it's next.